very apropos to you because it's about Kibud Al Va'Em. So we're on Beis Hamelach. V'arayon. It says in the Mishnah that we talk about how many times you come to the Beis Hamikdash, there's no shear. Now, our Masnis in our Mishnah talk about Briyas Ponim. Our Mishnah talk about how many times you go into the Beis Hamikdash, there's no shear. Our Briyas Korban, but in the amount of money you have to spend on Korbanos when you come to visit the Beis Hamikdash and Regalim, Yesh Lo Shear, there is a minimal amount. There is a minimum, I should say. V'asya, and this is a pro opinion that there is a minimum, Asya Kai Demar, Demar Rabbi Yochan, goes like that which is stated by Rabbi Yochan. Moa Kesef, if it has to be worth at least a Moa Kesef Shtei Kesef, it has to be two moles of Kesef Tvar Torah. Now Rabbi, not everybody agrees with Rabbi Yochan. Some say that a shear for the value of the carbon is only a rabbinic issue. But Rabbi Yochan holds that there's a value to the amount of the worth of the carbon d'oraisa, which is shtei kesef. Says no, that's what we're going to learn today. That's what we're going to see. It's going to be machlokas. Rabbi says Martani, we learned Rabbi Yossi set over b'raisa in front of Rabbi Yochan, which says re'io kosheh'ein, that the fact there is no minimum amount you must spend on the carbon for coming to visit Hashem on Yomim Tovim. However, Chachomim Heim Sh'amu Ma'a Kesef Shtei Kesef, it's only a Shir D'Rabbanan, as you said, that it has to be Ma'a Kesef or two Mos of Kesef. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yesh Kein Zu, is there an opinion which holds that way? In other words, this is news to me. I never heard there was D'Rabbanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, no. V'chol Shurim Lo Rechachomim Heim Sh'nagu, aren't all shurim the rabbanim? Kizayis mina meis, that a kizayis from a dead body causes generates tuma. Kizayis mina nevela, that when it's forbidden to eat that a kizayis and nevela is tame. Kudashim mina sheretz, that the size of a lentil of dead flesh from a creepy crawly thing is metame. All these things are the rabbanim. Now, before the rabbanim is a very dangerous statement to make. They're not the rabbanim. The rabbis determine them. They were given over to the rabbis to determine what they would be. Okay, not truly the Rabbanon. But in any event, so Rabbi Yonah says, surely Rabbi Yochanan knew that, that many shurim are determined by the rabbis. They're ascertained by rabbinical fiat. So says the Gemara, lo ase mishol el kador. If Rabbi Yochanan asked Kash, he only asked Kash on the following statement. The Tani Rabbi Yesha said, lo yego'u. Do you have the place?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Give Beis Hamelach. Beis Hamelach. Lo yira'u panai reikam. You see where the Shmos Chav Gimel is in the Torah Or? There's only one citation in the Torah Or. You're looking right at that. So above that line. The Tai Rabbi Yeshua said, lo yira'u panai reikam. You should not see my face empty-handed. Now, empty-handed means what can't you have? You can't be empty. But if you have the least amount more than empty, in other words, even a couple of cents worth of korbanos, that's sufficient. So Rabbi Yeshua says explicit in the Torah, it says that you don't need to have any shear more than a couple of coins, a couple of pennies, one penny. You don't have to have two kesef. That's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua, therefore, there is said, Afilu chachamim heim shamru ma kesef shtei kesef. Chachamim are the ones who said that you have to have at least two mos worth of korbanos when you come to Beis Hamikdash. The kasha, this is Rabbi Yochanan's kasha. This is a very lumdisha kasha Rabbi Yochanan has. Yochanan says we have a principle. Rabbanan cannot decree a stringency in a matter which is explicit in the Torah. A dover hamefurish b'Torah, Rabbanan cannot declare stringency against. For instance, it says in the Torah you're allowed to eat the chveis sheep, right? So Rabbanan couldn't come and say it's also to eat sheep, and so on and so forth. So if it says explicitly in the Torah that the carbon which you bring when you go to the Beis Hamikdash only has to be worth pennies, so Rabbanan should not be allowed to make a gzeirah to say that it has to be worth $2. That should not be allowed. That's Rabbi Yochanan's kasha. And Rabbi Yeshua of Akasha, min du samach l'dvar Torah, since from this we see that it's smach, there's a basis for this. L'dvar Torah in it, a raisa, a mar chachomim, Amru ma kesef shtei kesef. How can you come along and say that Chazal then came where Machmir and said you have to bring 2 dollars of the karbanos? Could Rabbi Yeshua shouldn't work? So Rabbi Yeshua Barbun said lemaisa. Be that as it may, Rabbi Yochanan kidatei to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is in line with his line of reasoning, which is known for us from other places. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? He said, "Kol Ashurim Aloch LeMoshe MiSinai. All Ashurim are Takulunt Aloch LeMoshe MiSinai." That's why he said, "Do Omar Ma Kesef Shtei Kesef." That's why he said, even though it's not explicit in the Torah anywhere, but these $2 for the korbanos you bring when you come to visit the Beis Hamikdash, that's a doraisa. The rice of meaning what? What's it learned out from? What's it learned out from? Not from the Torah itself, but rather from Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. So learned out from Halacha, we have a tradition going back to Moshe that he was given at Mount Sinai, the Halacha, that you have to have $2 worth of korbanos. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Hoshea, Kedaitis Rabbi Hoshea. Rabbi Hoshea holds, however, all Shurma Drabbanan. Meaning, again, not rabbinic in nature, but rather rabbis determine that. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua himself has another statement which is very interesting, which is in line with his opinion, which is Rabbi Yeshua Omar, Hochel Isser Bizman, as if you eat a forbidden substance in our day and age. Tzarech Shelir Shomolavis Ashir. In other words, let's say you go, Rachman Litzlan, to Wendy's and you have a quarter pound of a hamburger, right? Right? Right after you leave the Shir, you go down the block to the Wendy's and you have a hamburger. So you have to write down how much you had. Because someday a basin might arise and say, the shear is not a kezayis of Isser, but the shear is two kezayis. In other words, it's true that Chachomim determined the shear, and that shear is the raisa. But precisely since Chachomim were given the right to be determined the shear, based on Yilgimum Mido Shator and Yidreshes, based on their understandings, therefore, there might come a basin someday and change it. In which case you'd be exempt subsequently, or chayev subsequently, depending on what that based in determines. Fascinating concept. There are many things in which we think in Judaism are etched in stone, and in reality they're flexible. It's just that we don't have a Sanhedrin, the mechanism to flex them anymore. But this is one of them. And he's sheer, kezayis of Isser. We think it's doraisa, and etched in stone could be some base will come along and say that that's not the doraisa, this is the doraisa.
Two comments.
Yes.
One is, first off, you mentioned Sanhedrin coming along later.
Yeah.
Mishnah's Eddie just talks about a Bezdin, and there's Machlokas, there's the Rambam and the Ravid as to what that whole means, and it doesn't say Sanhedrin.
It has to have Smicha. It has to have Smuchim. Bezdin is Smuchim.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Bezdin show, it's a Bezdin show Chav Gimel. It has to be Sanhedrin.
Second comment is,
yes.
To the best of my knowledge, whenever Gemara quotes something halacha Moshe MiSinai,
yes,
it's not a machlokas.
Yes, there is a principle like that. That's correct.
Here, we're saying that there's a machlokas as to whether
it's a principle which is made to be broken. Yes. You're right. There is such a principle stated in the time of Gemara itself, which is stated. It's stated in the Rishonim. I don't remember which ones. But it's the same principle, I believe, the same idea, I believe, as Gzeir Shavas. It says that Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shavas and Ken Kiblo Mirabu, yet the Shas is full of Gzeir Shavas, which the Hanoim and Amoroi made on their own. So too, there is a principle, it says, Aloch Moshe MiSinai, there's no argument concerning, yet the Shas is full of arguments on Aloch Moshe MiSinai. So I would say that this is not the only case. There are cases where they argue Aloch Moshe MiSinai. When there was a universally accepted Aloch Moshe MiSinai, there is no machlokas. But when one Amora claims that this was Aloch Moshe MiSinai, you do find that others claim they had no tradition to that respect. Perhaps it was only later generations when forgetfulness reigned to a much greater extent. I don't know, but that principle, which I'm aware of, does not seem to hold true. Okay? The rabbis determine what the amount is, which they determined to be $2.
Yeah.
Okay, it says the Gemara. Again, let's see Rabbi Yeshua again. Because Rabbi Yeshua died to Rabbi Yeshua Omar, he said, Oicho, Yisr, but it's not something he eats a prohibited substance in our day and age. Sarkhler, Shomalov, Sashir. He has to mark down the amount he ate. Shomal, Yamud, Basin, Nacher, maybe another basin will rise. Yishanalov, Sashir, and will change the amounts. The Ayodem, Ezashir, Achel, so you should know how much he ate. Amrei. They said, Chosebe Rabbi Yochanan min hado. Rabbi Yochanan, we know what he's saying. He holds that two moles are not the rice, but rather the rabbanon. Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yosi Tarvai Nomi, they both said, Lo Chazerbe, he never reneged and he holds it to Raisa. Vod min hado, and I'll prove that to you furthermore from here. Dama Rabbi said, Lo is Paugun Chizki of Rabbi Yechon, didn't Rabbi Chizki of Rabbi Yechon argue? Chizki of my Adam Cholikis Chobos Alushtei Behemos. Chizki says, you can divide up those two moles among several animals, on which each carbon can you bring four carbonos, each of which is worth 50 cents. Because he holds the shears to Rabbanan. And therefore, Rabbanan didn't say this is the amount the carbon has to be. They just said you have to bring this amount of carbon. So therefore, as long as you bring four carbonos, each worth 50 cents, that fulfills the $2 requirements. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Adam Chalikas Chavasal, Ishtei Behemos, but he cannot divide up his requirement over two animals. Each and every animal he brings has to be worth $2. Why? Because that's the shear deraisa of the carbon which he brings. Okay? So it can't be divided up. There is no such kula. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said a further thing. This is not directly connected to what we learned previously, only peripherally. Adam Teufel Behema Lebehema. The halacha is, your primary carbon chagigo, which you bring wherever you come to the Beis HaMikdash, on a yontif, has to be brought from chulin. Let's say you don't have enough chulin food to eat. You don't have enough food of chulin for your entire family. So then you can bring additional carbonos from money of Meiser Sheni. Your primary chiyuv can't be from Meiser Sheni money, because Meiser Sheni money is not truly yours. So therefore, the basic obligation must be from your own personal funds, from chulin. However, your additional carbonos can be from Meiser Sheni. That's what Chizkiyahu says, Teufel Odom, Teufel Bein Malayim, but you're allowed to add animals to your original animal and take the second, the third, and so on, and fourth animals from Meiser Sheni. However, Ein Odom Teufel Moslemos, however, since your primary obligation cannot be based on Meiser Sheni, so therefore you cannot put together a sum of chulin and a sum of Meiser Sheni, but from that buy any single animal. No, there has to be a dichotomy. The initial animal must be completely from chulin. From any subsequent animals can be from Meiser Sheni. You can't mix the money. You can only add on animals. That's Chizkiyahu's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, on the contrary, Teufel are the most. It's better that each and every animal a person buys should be bought from a mixture of money of chulin and Meiser Sheni. So at least part of the carbon comes from chulin. Vein Adam Teufel Beibel, we don't want you to add on any animals which are brought exclusively from Meiser Sheni. Each animal you bring as a chagiga should be at least partially, by virtue of having been brought by your own personal money, partially chulin. Hey Chavito, this case, what do we do? The following case. Hayu Ufan of Esther Bam was a person that has 10 animals he bought for Chagiga. He grieved Chamesh B'Yontav Rishon, he sacrificed 5 on the first day Yontav. HaMoitzer Maushi Dach L'Yontav Achron. Can he sacrifice the last 5 on the last day Yontav? Now, Cholomoyd, obviously he can, that's not a Shiloh. The question is whether he do it the last day Yontav, which is Yontav. If it's a required, if it's obligatory, so it pushes off both first day and last day Yontav. If it's not obligatory, it doesn't push off the last day Yontif. That's our Shiloh. Can he, the second 5 which are left over, can he sacrifice on the last day of Yontif? Rabbi Crispa Amar Yisbalgun. Yes. I'm sorry. Scratch that. Chizkiya Amar Yisbalgun Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lagish. Chizkiya said, they argue this. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lagish argued concerning this. Chad Amar Doich. One of them said, you can push off 5 to the last day Yontif. V'cholon Amar, and the other said, Eino Doich. Can't push off last day Yontif. V'loyodin man omar da, uman omar da. We don't know which said that and which said that. We don't know. We didn't know. Omar Rabbi Zeira Zira in the bar in the Ushami. Rabbi Zeira said, Nifrosh milayim the rabbanan. Let us explain the words of the rabbis. Min lehon Rabbi Yochanan, from the words of Yochanan, do that he said. The Duomer that he said, Adam Teufel Mos, the most, a person can put together Meiser Sheni money with Chulin money to buy the Korbanos, Vein Adam Teufel Behemo LeBehemo, and a person, however, cannot add, tack on Meiser Shani animals to Chulin animals. So what does that mean? Each and every animal you buy is part Chulin and part Meiser Shani, right? So that means that each and every animal has a little bit of obligation in it. The part of the animal which was bought with the Chulin funds is obligatory. That is a din chagiga. So therefore he holds all animals must have an obligatory part to them. So therefore he holds that that's the case. He must hold, since that's the case, have a yomer doicha. Do omer doicha. He holds that if you didn't get a chance to sacrifice all of your korbanos on the first day, you sacrifice them on the last day, because Rabbi Yochanan holds all korbanos must come as part and parcel of your obligation. However, Chizkiyah said, Frish Lakish, who said the name of Chizkiyah, do Amar, that said, Adam Toifel Behema Libehema, a person adds on, can add on Meister Shani animals to Chulin animals. So that means the son and the animals are not obligation at all. Some of the animals are bought exclusively from Meister Shani funds. That means that some animals which you bring, despite the fact you bring them with your chagiga, are not obligatory animals. They're tack-on animals. They're shlomim which are voluntary, which you bring in order to be more satiated, not because they're integrally part of the responsibility. So according to him, you can tack on Meiser Shani animals onto your obligatory animals. Most you don't buy each animal for a mixture of money of Chulin and Meiser Shani. Heavy do Amar. From this we conclude, you can't push it off the second day Yom Tov, because who knows? All the animals you left over, they might not be animals which were tack on animals, not obligation animals, and therefore they're not doicha Yom Tov. Okay? Says Gemara, Omer Asa Shimon Bar Vav b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon Bar Vav came and said, "Name Rabbi Yochanan, lo lo mu mosif v'holech on the first day Yontif. You can keep on adding and buying animals and pushing off Yontif. Adu Omer ein b'daiti lo sifod until you say I've had enough to eat already today." So it's each and every animal you bring on the first day Yontif is considered to be part and parcel of your obligation. Therefore, each one is doicha Yontif until you finally had your full. Okay. Well, therefore, they all are pushed off to Yontif Shani in case there are any left over. I assume that that's a ramification. No, to the last day Yontif.
So therefore, are we saying that there is no raya?
No. In line with what we just said, it's consistent. It's consistent because Rabbi Yochanan holds that all animals that you bring are considered to be part and parcel of your obligation. So now let's say you have no Meiser Shani money. You're just bringing from chulin, and more chulin, right? What Shimon Bar Vav is saying. Forget about the Meiser Shani issue. You buy all your animals from chulin. They all become part and parcel of your obligation until you decide you don't want to add on anything else to your obligation. And therefore, if you bought 50 animals on the first day Yom Tov, they all became part and parcel of your obligation unless specified otherwise. And therefore, if you only sacrifice 10 of them, you do the last 40 on the last day Yom Tov. Okay, that's the Chiddush. We do not look, even if you bought extraordinary amount of animals, we consider them all part and parcel of your basic obligation. We don't consider any to be tack-ons. And therefore, if you have any left over, you don't have to sacrifice them. You can wait till last day you want to sacrifice them. Okay? Says the Gemara. The rest of the evening is a garata practically. Says the Gemara, Gemilas Chasadim. One of the things which is no shir is Gemilas Chasadim. Chada de Tamar, where is there no shir by Gemilas Chasadim? Begufo, in doing people kindness and favors. Avo mamono, but in giving people money, yesh lo shir. There is a shir.
What's the shir? Va'atya ki'ay de ma'ar reishloi, it goes like reishloi, sef shem rabi yitzah chanina, bu'usha nimnu, and usha they voted. They came to the conclusion, she'ay odom ma'afrish chomish in chasav le'mitzvah. A person should give a fifth of his property for the mitzvah of tzedakah and no more. So it's up to 20%. So therefore, there's a shear by tzedakah. You shouldn't go above 20%. Ad heichon, what's the minimum shear by tzedakah? Rav Gamliel ben Inuna, Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, Chanamar k'dei truma v'trumas meiser. The minimum is the amount which you will give for your, from your field for truma and trumas meiser. What's truma? Average truma. How much? No,
Truma. Oh,
Truma, 60th. So, yeah, about 60th, 50th, 40th. So let's take a 50th. What's Truma's Meiser? A tenth of a tenth, which is 100th, right? So altogether, you give 3/50ths of your wealth to tzedakah, that's the minimum amount of tzedakah to give a year. Okay? 3/50 of your wealth. Of your profit. Well, that's what we're going to see. We're going to discuss that. Okay, so says the Gemara, that's one interpretation. The Chorana Amar, another interpretation is, Kabedes Hashem may honcha, give Hashem from your wealth, who may reshiz kol tvoscha from the beginning of all your grain. What's k'mereshiz kol tvoscha, like the Darshi, the first beginning of all your grain, there was only 1/50 altogether. I made a mistake before. 1/50 and 1/100 is not 3/50. No, 1/50 and 1/100 is 1/50 and 1/100 is 3/100. 3/100, 3% altogether. This one is this opinion, which is 1/50, is 2%. So it's machlokas whether 3% or 2%. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rav Gamliel ben Inuna, boy kumi Rabbi Mona. And Gamliel ben Inuna asked in front of Rabbi Mona, Machomesh b'chol shana v'shana. What does the fifth mean? Each and every year. So Chamesh shanim after 5 years, who mafsi kulai, loses entire wealth, right? So it says, Amar Lane, no, b'tchila b'karen. First, give it off to the principal. And then, subsequently, b'kam ve'elch l'schari, give 20% max off all of your proceeds, right, off all your profit. Okay? B'kam ve'elch l'schari. Ravuna Amar, l'mitzvah ad shlish. For a mitzvah, you give up to a third. Now, the Gemara didn't understand what that meant. So the Gemara asked, does it mean for all mitzvahs you have to give, for all the mitzvahs you're going to do during the course of a year, you give a third of your wealth altogether? In other words, 33% of your wealth, of your profits, let's say, you have to budget for mitzvahs. Ola mitzvah achas. Or for even one mitzvah, you have to raise, spend 33% of your budget on that. So remember, so they wanted to say, for all the mitzvahs of the entire year, you have to budget a third of your budget. Even for what mitzvah? Right. The Rabbanan of Bavel, Mau. Mau. What does that mean? A third for one mitzvah? Don't it mean you have to spend a third of your budget for the entire year on mitzvah? That's what it means. It means one third of the price you have to jack it up for either mitzvah. In other words, if a regular esrog, a basic esrog goes for $60, so you have to spend up to, this is a trick answer,
1/6 more, that's
a
all.
Third more.
And why?
A third more. So it's shlishi,
you
a third.
Don't, but the market price, you know.
That's that's where they're cheating you.
Oh.
No, that's, we're not talking about they're not cheating. I know escrow dealers tend to cheat you, but that's not what we're talking about here. Talk about an honest one, if you can find one. So he has $60, what's a third of 60 is a trick question. I told it's a trick question. What's the third of 60? In Gemara, what's the third of 60?
2%?
30. Because it's a shlish milavar. It's a 33% of the total sum you're going to spend. Because you add 30 onto 60, you get 90.
Oh, good.
So 30 is a third of 90, okay? So shlish milgav is always mechza milavar. So if you find up to a, I think that's the case here as well. So you find an esrog for $60 is a basic esrog, and for another $30 you can get a muhudertik esrog. So you're supposed to send on that mitzvah up to a third more in order to get the muhudertik mitzvah. Okay, it's not talking about all the mitzvahs of the year, nor of one mitzvah to spend all of your profit, but on the price of that mitzvah you should tack on a third. Hey Chavido, what is the story? What's the story, or what is it? How does it work? Well, called the mitzvah. The person took a substance for a mitzvah. Matzah has no manner that he finds a nicer one. Akama matshichalav. How much we require to spend more? Achlish up to a third more. Tani Rabbi Shmuel. We learned from Rabbi Shmuel said, Zeh keli vaveu. This is my God, and I will glorify Him. V'chiyef shalolodam lenavo says Hakadosh Boro. Can you adorn God? Says we don't have idols, you can't adorn God, right? So Ella vanveyu means lefana of the mitzvahs. I will adorn before Him my mitzvahs. As the lefana of lieu of no, I'm going to make before God a beautiful lulav, sukkanah, a beautiful sukkah, shofarnah, a beautiful shofar, tzitzisnah, a beautiful tzitzis, tefillinah, a beautiful tefillin. That's one interpretation of Zekei Levan Vehu. Avashol, Leimer, Avashol says, what's Zekei Levan Vehu? Adamelo, I'll be like him. You're behind? We're up here. We're on top of Nukim Lomanov. Avashol, Leimer, Adamelo. Yeah, on the flip side of the page, is it? Oh, no. It's over here. Avashol says, I'll be like him. Mahu rachum v'chanu, just like he is kind and merciful. Afate rachum v'chanu, so to you be kind and merciful. Ma'itzab rabbi shev avashol ma v'echli gizkoch the chosav l'anim. There's an incident happened where Rabbi Sheva gave all of his money to poor people. Shalch Rangamliel. Rangamliel sent a message. Didn't they say never spend more than 20%? Why are you giving away all your property? Shouldn't do that. Says Rangamliel. Wait a minute. Chronologically, that doesn't work. Rangamliel lo kodim ushaya. This we said in Usha, they made a takana not to spend more than 20%. But Usha was the time Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That was much later. How did Gamliel say no, not to spend more than 20%? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisim Brebun B'Shem Rabbi Levi said, Kachi so Lachem Yon, and this was a tradition of Lachem Yon Shemisina in their hands, not to spend more than a fifth. The Shachachu, and they forgot it. The Omdu Ashneshneim, and then the later generations arose, the second generations literally, Fiskimo Daz Yishonim, and they agreed, without consciously knowing they were doing so, Adas Yisharim to the ancient standard. Lame to teach us, Shekol Shebeistin Noisim Nafshem Aleim, anything which Beistin is diligent and applies themselves completely to, whom is Skyim, they are able to sustain it, Kimosh Nemar, Lamosh say it like, as we say it to Moshe Sinai. Vasya Kai, this goes like, Dama Raimona, that which Raimona said, Kilo Davar Reku Mikem. It says Torah is not something empty from you. Vimu Reik, if it's empty, Mikemu. It's from you. In other words, Lama, why do you forget things and why can't you remember them properly? And why can't you at least renew them like they once were? Shein Atemi Game B'Torah, because you do not toil properly in Torah. Ki Uchayechem is your life. Emosai Uchayechem. Excuse me. Where's to your life? Kishatem yigain bo, when you toil diligently in it. Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Shem Rav Huna said, we have a puzzle that says, Ubetzalel ben Uri ben Chur, Mate Yehuda of the tribe Yehuda, Asas kol asher tivo Hashem es Moshe. He did everything which Moshe commanded him. Osa Moshe commanded. Scratch the word in. The Gemara says, Osa Moshe Enksiv Ka, it doesn't say that Moshe commanded Bezalel, rather it says, El Asher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, that which Hashem commanded Moshe. Afil Dvarim Shloshom Pi Rabo, even things which Bezalel himself didn't hear from Moshe, Hiskima Daito, he was able to think of them on his own. Why? Because he was Moser Nefesh in the thing he was doing, so he was able to know Kamosh Nemo, Lamosh Mesina, that which the state, no. That was just stated to Moshe at Sinai. We're up to Rabbi Yochanan Beb Shem Rabbi Banai, which is the 3-6-10th line down on Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay? Gimel. Don't forget, it starts with Aleph. You have it? You have Gimel? Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Beb Shem Rabbi Banai said, Kasher Tziva, same idea, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe Avdo, just like Hashem commanded Moshe his servant, Kain Tziva Moshe is Yoshua, so too Moshe commanded Yoshua, V'chein also Yoshua, and so too did Yoshua, lo sir davar, didn't remove anything, Mikasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, for anything Moshe was commanded. Also Moshe and Tziva, kind of, again, it doesn't say that was Moshe commanded Yoshua. And when we call Shatziva as Hashem, it's Moshe. Everything Hashem commanded Moshe. I feel the volume Shloshon be Moshe. Even if Yeshua himself didn't hear from Moshe, Yiskima Daito, he, Yeshua, on his own came up with them. Kamoshinema Moshe said, just the same to Moshe, it's in Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Banai, Rabbi Chuna B'Shem Rabbi both said, Torah's Emma Saitz Mephil. A true Rebbe has true Torah in his mouth. Dvarim Shashayim Pi Rabo, those are things he heard from his own Rebbe. For Avlo Lim Sub is Spasab, and any iniquity is not to be found in his lips. A few Dvarim Shashayim Pi Rabo, even things he heard from his Rebbe. Nonetheless, since his Torah is so deep and so true, and so diligent, and so much Mitzvah Snevish for it, even things that he says on a hunch are correct as well. For Rabbanan Amar, Rabbanan Darshan. This is my definition of Das. Very good. Yes, this is my definition of Das Torah. I didn't know you were showing me when I gave the Das Torah share, but this is it. Right. Okay. Rabbanan Amrei. Rabbanan say, Ki Hashem Elokecha Yehi B'Kislecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be B'Kislecha. B'Kislecha literally means in your innards. But here, the Rabbanan, they're going to dash it in your ignorance. Because a seal is an ignorant person. Shomar Aglecha Milekin is going to watch your legs from stump from being trapped. If your Torah is so bona fide and so profound that even things in which you're ignorant, Hashem will make sure that you come out with the right conclusions. Rabbi Teisamar Min Ha'odah Roya. When is it true? Where will Hashem watch you? That you won't paskin incorrectly. Your whole roast will be true. Rabbanan Amrei Min Avera. It's not talking about Horos. Halacha Baraz Soiv Hashem will watch you from Averos. Right? Le'am Amin Azikim Hashem will save you from demons. So yes, as you pointed out, that's correct. Here we see, in other words, if a person is a tremendous expert in Ichveis Hilches Natilas Yadayim, right? So he has a rudimentary knowledge of the rest of Torah. Even where he's ignorant, such as, let's say, he's ignorant about Hilchos Shabbos, there's a good chance that he'll be able, since he has a recognition of the rudiments of Torah and the way of thinking of Torah, Hashem will help him to come to the right halacha when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos as well. That's an exaggerated example, obviously, but that's the idea. Rabbi Abba said, Im nasata mikischa tzedaka, if you give from your pocket tzedaka, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishamrech, Hashem watches you. This is our heter. This is the heter of the Hungarians. By the way, I shouldn't say our. I'm not Hungarian, but this is the heter of the Hungarians not to pay taxes. If you give tzedaka, in the sadim ikischa tzedaka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishamrech, Hashem will watch you. Mina paisin, mina zimos, mina gaglos, mina ronios, from all types of taxes, from head tax, from poll tax, from income tax. You don't pay any taxes if you give tzedaka. So that's the heter. Okay? Mama Zamelech. I'm not being literal, just for the IRS's benefit. Mama Zamelech. Mama is the king, which according to many opinions was a non-Jewish king, but he was a righteous king. Amadi rose, who beats basically called the Chaz of Ani. He spent all of his money giving them all of his property, Lanim, giving it to poor people. Shogul Krovus, his relative, sent him a message. Vamrulon, they said to him, what kind of an idiot are you? Your fathers added to their treasuries. Baal was saying to the father's treasuries. You're wasting your treasury. Baal was selling your father's treasuries as well. Amalei said, Kol Shekei. This is much better. This Gemara also appears about Baal and Bavli. Avos I gone to Baretz. My fathers made treasures in this world, in the land. I made treasures in the heavens. Shenemar. And the Mashbir says he didn't see the psukim, but Chazal adduced the psukim here. Shemar emes miyoretz titzmach, truth grows from the land. The tzedek and tzedakah mishamayin nishkav gazes down from the heavens. Avos haygon to otzer shenos imperos. My forefathers could got treasures together which do not generate profit. Vaniko nasi otzeros, and I got treasures shenos imperos, which do generate profit. Shemar it says imru tzadik itov. Say to the tzaddik, person that's talking, that he's good, kipri ma'alem yochlu, because the fruit of his ways, of his deeds, they will eat. The fruit of their ways, they will eat. Avos haygon to bokum shi'atcholetzbo. My forefathers left their treasuries in a place where human hands could take hold of them. However, avanigo nazi mokum, I made my merit in a place where no human hand can deprive me of it. Shanaim, as it says, The tzedakah and justice are the base of Hashem's throne where no humans can tamper. The Gomer, etc. Avos Saigonzu Mama, my father's treasured money. Vaniko Nasi Nefashos, I took souls by sustaining them. Shneimar says, Loker Nefashos Chacham. Somebody takes the souls as wise. In other words, I banked souls in the people I've saved by giving them money. Says the Gomer, Avos Saigonzu Lachem. My fathers, they left their treasures to others, to their descendants. When he got to ask me, I took it for myself. Shamar ulecha, for you, Tietzdaka. Avos Saigon to Bolomah said, my forefathers left treasuries in this world. Vanigo nasti lolam abo, I in the world to come. Shamar, Tzdaka tatsum we movis. Tzdaka saves from death. Now, says the Mara, Bolomis, you don't die if you get stuck. Ela, meaning, shlo yomus lolam abo, you will not be dead in the world to come. Tztaka and Gemilus Chasadim are as equivalent in greatness to all the other mitzvot Torah combined. Now, here there's Mashpia points out that the next Gemara is somewhat out of order. There should be a line here which appears later in the Gemara which says that nonetheless Gemilus Chasadim is greater than Tztaka. And now the Gemara is going to prove that Gemilus Chesed is greater than Tztaka. What? Chesed is bestowing kindness. Tzedakah is giving money to the poor. But it's greater than kindness. Look at what Gemara says. Says Gemara, at Tzedakah, no, I guess the mono shows them. Tzedakah is giving money. Kamilus Chasadim, I guess, being mono with Megufo, it can be your money, or you're doing personal favors, doing helping people out. Rabbi Yochan Bar Mori B'Shem Riyadl said, ain't a. I skipped. Sorry. Tzedakah only do to live people. Gemilus Chasadim noeges b'chayim meisik. Do gemilus chesed to a dead person by doing levaya, kavura, etc. Tzedakah noeges saniim. Tzedakah give to poor people. Gemilus Chasadim, gemilus chesed noeges saniim. Hashem, you give to both rich and poor. Rich people need favors too. They need kindness. So too, tzedakah noeges gemilus chasadim. It's both your money and with your body. Rabbi Yochanan, said, we still don't know which is greater, tzedakah gemilus chasadim. And this really should be in the beginning of the Gemara. When it says, the chesed of Hashem is forever, from world to world on those who fear him. And stuck only the bnei banim, only to grandchildren. Hadar Marah, this clearly tells us shekavilus chasadim, that kindness, chaviva yerchim that stuck is greater than stuck.
You don't get, you may not get
rewarded. May not get appreciated. That's an interesting point. I don't remember the Gemara says anywhere, but you're right. It's a good point. Okay, could be. You have the parallel Gemara in the Bible is in Sukkah, but I don't remember it from there. Okay, it says the Gemara Talmud Torah. Sholus Rabbi Shua, the Asher Rabbi Shua. Maushi. Oh, this is a very important Gemara. It's very anti-Torah matter, sorry. Sholus Rabbi Shua, the Asher Rabbi Shua, but you can get out of it, you'll see. It's easy to get out of it. Sholus Rabbi Shua, the Asher Rabbi Shua. Maushi Lamidon is no Yvonne. Can a father teach his son Greek? Omer Lohem, he said. You should teach him Greek when it's not day and not night. Because what does it say? Talmud Torah Kinei Kulam. How can he waste time learning Greek? He says, well, wait a minute. Rabbi Shmuel. Dixiv, as it says, Begesabo Yemo Lila, you should learn Torah day and night. Hi, Vatani, Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel say, choose life. Zoomness. You gotta have a trade. You can't be a bench fetcher, right? If you don't have a trade, then you're never gonna be able to live properly. Says the Gemara, Me'ato Asulam ibn Umnus. Begin to see the gates be on the lies and forbidden to teach your son a trade, a craft, because it says you should learn Torah day and night. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Breda Rabbi Chir Bavor B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, "Namasuros." The reason I'm not allowed to learn Greek is because if you learn Greek, you get in buddy buddy with the government. If you get in buddy buddy with the government,
you start giving Jewish funds away to the government. So specifically because people who learned Greek were suspect to be too comfortable with government agents, that's why Greek is forbidden. But a trade is mutter. Okay? No, well, it allowed you to become a politician. Became a statesman if you weren't Greek. So Gemara is saying we don't trust you if you become a statesman. Says the Gemara. They already knew politicians were crooked back then. Says the Gemara, an interesting thing. Rav Obshim Rabbi Yochanan said, Mutzul Adam Luma Lamidis Bito Yvite, you can teach your daughter Greek, because it's an adornment for her. In other words, she's cultured and civilized. So it's interesting, a woman, Rabbi Moshe says, were not suspect to go into politics in the old days. So therefore, weren't afraid that they would become the Moshe. But then on the other hand, you know, it's like a woman being able to play piano, speak French, all that kind of stuff, which was so part of finishing school in the old days. So too Greek was considered to make a woman cultured. It was nice for a woman to be cultured. The Neitara, they could be barbarians. But the girls, they should be a little bit cultured. So therefore, we want them to learn Greek. That's the point. The girls were less likely to assimilate than the boys. Because all the worlds of politics and of statecraft and all that were all men's worlds. So we weren't afraid if a woman knew Greek that she would assimilate. Okay? Says the Gemara, Shama. Shama Shimon. Shimon heard this. Amar, he said, begin do boy milfa penasi. Because of this, I want to teach my daughter Greek. Utale Rabbi Yochanan. Now I want to be able to say. He's speaking about himself in third person. He said, I want to be able to say that I heard this name Rabbi Yochanan. Are you sure Rabbi Yochanan said this? So Rabbi Avo said, Yovo Laim Shmatim Rabbi Yochanan. Just like saying it the other way. May a curse come upon me if I didn't hear from Rabbi Yochanan. The way of saying he took an oath that he heard the name Rabbi Yochanan. One can teach one's daughter Greek. Okay? Kibud Avim is the only thing which has no shoe. Rabbi Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Sholos Rabbi Yochanan asked him, Adeichon Kibud Avim. To what extent does Kibud Avim go? To what extent does Kibud Avim go? It's a very famous Gemara. Armelam, he said to Anvilyatem Sholim, you're asking, L'chuvah Shalu is Dama Ben Athena. You all remember Dama Ben Athena? No. He was the guy down in Ashkelon. Remember him now? Oh, come on, guys. You'll be embarrassed. Dama Ben Athena Rosh Patabulioya. He was the head officer down in Ashkelon. Pam Achasai Sa'imo Mistarto Bifnei Ko Bulishalo. Once his one mother was hitting him in front of the entire parliament. You remember this now? His mother came to parliament and started slapping him around the public. So what happened? Bifnei Ko Nafal Kurkadon Shalom Yoda. Her glove fell off her hand while she was slapping him. He picked it up for her that she shouldn't have anguish. Another time, Amr Abi Chisachis said, Rosh Goy Gashkaloni, was the Goy in Ashkelon, the Rosh Pater Buliyoya, and he was head of a parliament, the Evet Shioshav Aviva Lev, and the stone upon which his father sat, he never sat on himself. The came Shemay Saviv, once his father died, also so usually made this stone his Avayasov. Pamachas one time, of the Yoshvesh of Binyamin, the stone in the Choshen of Binyamin, the Yoshveh, got lost. Omer, they said, Mandi Yisrei Tavok the Kavosa, who's got a beautiful Yoshveh stone just like that one? Amru, so they said, Isle Dhamma Medicina. So Medicina has one. Azulagabe, so they went to him. Upaskri made him mayor dinar. So they offered him 100 dinar for it. So he went to the house. Uboy Maisel, he wanted to bring the stone. Vashka Chavu Domich, and he found his father sleeping. Easter, and some say, Machberta Tevosav Yossi, God's Bossi Davui. Some say his father's the key
was on a ring, which was on his father's finger. These servants, some say, Raglui Davu Havapshita, that his father's legs were extended out to Busa on the box of Chelvi Yoshve. You still don't remember this, Meister? No?
His father
didn't want to wake him up, right. So he came back to them. Amalon, he says, Lo Yachas, I can't give it to you. I can't bring you the stone. Amre, so they said, the rabbi said, Dilma Dupoy Pritan Tuma. Maybe he wants a lot of money from us. Askuni Lamasain, they jacked the price to 200. Askuni El, they jacked the price to 1,000. Came in the Easter, Avuam in Shensei, once his father woke up, Solik fights who say low. He went and brought them the stone. Bone made the lane to see Pukula Achraya. They wanted to give the last amount they were mechayim themselves to, which is $1,000. Lil Kavilei wouldn't accept it. Amar said, Ma ona mizaki lachur, ikra davasi bepritin? What do you want me to do? To sell you my father's honor for money? Any enemy covered our voice like clue. I refuse to take money for the honor of my father's. In other words, the $900 was the value, the covenant of my father not to wake him up was worth to me. I don't want to take money for that. Right, sleeping on the stone.
He
could have got 900 more. So he took the 100 which originally was offered. My parley, because Baruch what we wanted, Hashem prepay him. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Bay Rabbi Bone. Bob Belial that night, Yoda Parasa Paraduma. That night he had a Paraduma born into his herd. The Shoklo Kaiso Mishkola Zod. So Amiso all gave its weight in gold, Unatalua, to take the Paraduma. Now, Gemara gives us an amazing thing. I'm Rabbi Shabsai, Rabbi Shabsai said, Steve, it says, Mishpat, Rab Sadaka, Lo Yaneh. Justice and much charity, Hashem will not delay. Literally torture, but he had delay. Jews, they don't get rewarded for mitzvahs right away. Goyim, they do a mitzvah, on the spot they get rewarded. He did kibud aveim, on the spot Hashem gave him paraduma that night. Fascinating theological concept. Imo Shrabi Tarpa. The mother of Tarpa, Yardu L'tayot Tol Chatzir B'Shach. The Babli doesn't say that. No. Just to Shama. The mother of Ritarva went down to walk in a courtyard on Shabbos. So she was barefoot, I guess. Ritarva went beneath the yard of Talos Parsa. He put his two hands under her feet. This is also in the Bible. And she walked on them until she walked, got to her bed. And it came to pass once that Rabbi Tarva got sick. So the Chachomi came to visit him. So she said to Chachomi, he spoiled old Tarfon, but he prayed for Tarfon, my son. Why? Should know he be covered, yes, and he die. He honors me so much, he deserves to be healed. Amru, they said, what does he do to you? The time Sunuta, she told him that story. Amru, they said to her, even if he does it thousands of times, he still hasn't reached half of the cover which the Torah demands that a child give his parents. The mother of Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, once came to Basin, the Kiblas in love El Rabbi Senu, and she complained about his son, her son, to the rabbis. Amarlan, she said to him, Giyaru Bishmael Bini, rebuke Yishmael, my son. Shenu no be covered. He doesn't treat me with honor. Both are sure at that time, Niskarkamu Panem Sharaba Senu. The rabbi's faces blushed, they turned red. Omer, they said, Efshar Abishmael Lonov, we covered Abishmael. The pastor Abishmael, our great, our chaver, doesn't give honor his parents properly. Omer, so they said to him, Ma'avilach, what did he do to you? Omer, she says, I'll tell you what he does. When he comes out of the Beis Medrash, on a boy mishkas ragloy, I want to wash his feet. And I want to drink the water after I wash his feet. Anybody remember this, Maisa? No. The lo shavikli, he doesn't let me. Amru lo, so they said to him, hovurutzona, since that's what she wants to do. Ukvoida, that's a covenant. You have to let her drink the water. I'm Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana said,
The mother wanted to drink, wash her kid's feet and drink the water afterwards. So they told the kid, you have to let your mother do that. She wants to do that. That's her COVID. She wants to do it. The dirty water, yeah. Amrei Mona, Rav Mona said, Ya'uz ilein tchunai armin. It's good. It's right. That which the grinders say. Ko bar nash u bar nash. Each and every individual, his merit or demerit is within his basket. In other words, it's the luck of the draw. Rabbi Ibn Rabbi Tarfon, Amra Lone, Achin. The mother, Rabbi Tarfon, said to the rabbis that her son is doing such great covet. Lagbuni Achin, they said, hey, it's no covet whatsoever. Vime Rabbi Yishmael, Amra Lone, Achin, she said they're doing no covet. Lagbuni Achin, and they said, well, that's the way to do covet. In other words, for Rabbi Tarfon, who did so much, he got no praise. Rabbi Shmuel, who didn't do anything really, he got a lot of praise. So everybody, it's the luck of the draw, whatever praise you get. Everything is relative, right. Rabbi Zeravim, it started, Rabbi Zeravim was upset. He was an orphan. Varmit said, Alavaya, Hayali Abba V'ima. Alavaya had a father and mother, so he knew that he could give them honor. To Niras Kane in order to merit the world to come. Kachama, Elaine, Tarflin, and Fanaya, when he heard these two stories. With Rabbi Tav, Rabbi Shmuel, he said, Omar Brich Rachmana, the Lately Lo Abba of Lo Ima. Baruch Hashem, I don't have a father or mother. Look, Rabbi Tarfon of Itzachil and Mibat, I couldn't do like Rabbi Tarfon. Look, Rabbi Shmuel, I've been a Makabler loving, I couldn't accept the honor like Rabbi Shmuel. So I thank God that God didn't give me the Nisayan of having a father and mother. I'm Rabbi Avun. Rabbi Avun said, Baruch Hashem, Patanim in Kibbut Avim. We thank God he's Patan from Kibbut Avim. Amru, they said, Rabbi Avun, God obviously made when his mother conceived him, Mis Avoy, his father dropped dead. God, he loved to say when his mother gave birth to him, Misime, his mother dropped dead. So he was thankful he didn't have any parents. Now here's another famous Meister, and also brought down the Babylonian Kedushin. Yeshu Machus Avi Petumos. The people who feed their father stuffed chickens, great chickens. V'yarish Gehenna, and they go down to Gehenna. V'yesu Kodno Berechaim, there are other people who make their fathers grind at the mill. V'yarish Gehenna and get Gehenna for it. Ketan. Ketan Machazal Petumas V'yarish Gehenna. How to give your father delicacies to go to Gehenna. Char Banash Ava Michael Savi Tanigolim Petumim. Certain individual gave his father to eat stuffed chickens. Best delicacies. Chazman Armele Aviv. So one's father said to him, Bree, my son, Ilay Minonglach, where'd you get these chickens from? Armalay, so he said to him, said to his father, Saba Saba, old man, Echol Vadish, eat and shut up. The Kalvin Achlin Vachin, the dogs eat and keep quiet, can't you keep quiet also? Venim Sam Achasavi Petum is the guy who gave his father to eat stuffed chickens. Where's he gone? Yorish Gadim. Straight down. Says the Gemara, not fast and go, not collecting $200. Keta Kono Verechaim. How do you make your father grind at the millstone to get Ganeden? Charpanash Yitchim Berachim, a certain individual who was a grinder at the millstones. Asit mitzvah l'tochnaya. So the decree came from the king that somebody from the household should go to grind in the king's mill. Amalei, so he said to his father, Abba, tchontachti, you grind here instead of me. In Matas Mivazaya, so that way, if somebody comes to degrade us, in Zayi King's house degrades us, Tavli Anna, better I should be than get degraded, Lord, not you. In Matas Milke, if somebody comes to flog, Tavli Anna, better I should get blowout than not you. So Nimta Kodobre Chayas, this way, is making his father grind in the millstone at home, but since he's going instead to the house of the king, Yours Ganeden, he's getting Ganeden. Okay, let's just do a little bit more. Nehemar Ish Aviv Imov Avitrot says a person should fear his father and mother. Nehemar says as a Shemel Kechatira, you should fear God. but so savon and worship it. He gets more of him. There's a linkage drawn between the fear of father and mother, l'mor shemayim, and the fear of heaven. Nehemiah kavod siri chavetzi mecha, and Nehemiah says, kavod is the shemayim cha, honor God from your wealth. He gets kibud of aim. We keep it on welcome. There's a parallel drawing between the honor to Hashem and the honor to my father and mother. Namar says, "Umekalel avi v'im almost humans." Somebody curses father and mother died. For Namar says, "Isishki kalel lokav v'nasalcheto." Somebody curses Hashem, he bears the sin. He kishkilas of the aim. Cursing your father and mother is kilas amokum. It's like cursing Hashem. Avo, however, this you can't say. If Shalomar maki klapi malo, it says if you hit your father and mother, you chay misa. There's no such thing as hitting Hashem. Be as it may, the chaim bedin. It's logical that there should be a parallel between father, mother, and kids, and Hashem. Shishloishim shufim vo. They're all partners in creating him. Ezamar, what's fear of a father? That they're all partners, right? He said it before. Ezam. That they're all partners. Ezamara, what's fear? Lo ish makoma, not to see your father's place. Lo dai makoma, not to speak when he's speaking. Lo asivar, not to contradict him. Ezu kibud, what's honor? Machil, to give him to eat. Umashkin, give him to drink. Malbish, to give him clothing. Umanil, give him shoes. Machlis, mozi, to bring him in and out. Mean the man who pays for the covet. Huna barachia, my Michel Zokin, the father pays. He's the boy, remember, some say Michelo, that the kid pays. Lo chen amar Rabbi Avilo din Rabbi Avos b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina in ein Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina minayin afilu amar le avi v'ashlechus aniki liyam shiishmalo. Don't, where do we know? The father said, told you, throw your own wallet into the sea, that you must listen to him. Which sounds like the guy, the kid, has to sustain the loss. Says the Gemara, no, by he di say choron. That's a case where your father has another wallet which he's going to give you instead. If you're just making nachas ruach for your father. So in a chanami, the aloch, the way he passed it, although we'll come back to tomorrow, the aloch, the way he passed it, that kibud of aim is mishal av. It's a famous maisa with Reb Chaim. Talmud and Brisk once came to Reb Chaim and asked if he had to go home for Yom Tov. He said he can't afford the train. So it's fine. Reb Chaim says you should go anyway. So Reb Chaim says, so the father says, and the kid says, but keep it off, aim is Mishalov. My father would have to pay for the train fare, and he's not paying. So Reb Chaim said, you're right. Go walk home. We'll stop here for 10 minutes.